Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In last week's show, we examined the research of UVA graduate student Karsten Knoll, who demonstrated that the encryption used by the now ubiquitous smart card is much easier to break than previously thought. In today's show, adapted from an article recently published on the Oscar website written by Brevi Cannon, we look at the research of University of Virginia politics professor Paul Friedman, who suggests that the ever-growing barrage of political ads actually contributes to citizen education and engagement, and only rarely has negative impacts. Television viewers may instinctively reach for the remote control when yet another political ad airs during a commercial break, but those who stay tuned may reap some surprising benefits. A new book, Campaign Advertising and American Democracy, suggests that the ever-growing barrage of political ads actually contributes to citizen education and engagement, and only rarely has negative impacts. And according to the reviewer Daryl West of Brown University, is the most comprehensive examination of political advertising that has been attempted to date. Written by University of Virginia politics professor Paul Friedman, Michael M. Franz, assistant professor at Baldwin College, Kenneth M. Goldstein, professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Travis N. Ridout, assistant professor at Washington State University in Pullman, the book examines the political advertising of the 2004 election season. It has been estimated that more than 3 million political ads were televised leading up to the 2004 elections, and in the race for the White House, more than $800 million were spent alone. Presidential candidates, along with their parties and interest group allies, broadcast over a million ads, more than twice the number aired before the 2000 elections. But according to the author's research, being barraged by political ads turns out to be a good thing. Friedman said, he sees political TV ads as frequently informative, often funny, usually clever, and just a whole lot of fun. Only in the rarest of circumstances do they have negative impacts. Political ads, especially negative ads, have a bad reputation. But Friedman and his co-authors found that negative ads, in particular, those that draw contrast between a candidate and his or her opponent's positions on issues or past record, turn out to have the most measurable positive effects. Friedman, an election analyst for ABC News in New York since the year 2000, said candidates realize the importance of responding to opponents' ads that raise questions about their records, character, or issue stances, so negative ads help hold candidates accountable. He went on to say, we found that the more ads that people are exposed to, the more likely they are to vote. Friedman said, this does not show a direct cause and effect relationship, such as X dollars spent on TV advertising buys Y number of votes. But this is a stark example of how polling numbers track and mirror the strategic decisions by campaigns. He went on to say, just as citizens and the polls respond to advertising, candidates respond to the polls. They make strategic decisions based on what the contest looks like at any point in time. The average American has an impoverished diet of political information, and TV ads can be thought of as an informational multivitamin wrapped up in emotional coding, positive or negative, that makes it easier to swallow the substantive information, which is usually accurate and often backed up with footnotes or references to newspaper passages. While some pundits consider most political TV ads nasty, brutish, and short, an annoyance at best and at worst, corrosive to democratic citizenship and debasing to political discourse. According to their research, just the sorts of ads most disliked by pundits are the ones most likely to educate, engage, and mobilize voters. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the research of Rob Cross, associate professor in the McIntyre School of Commerce, and his work helping businesses discover potential bottlenecks or disconnects in the network, providing information that is critical for businesses to improve. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit www.oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.wtju.net and click on Blogs and Pods, or visit www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Please call WTJU at 434-924-0885 or email at wtju@virginia.edu. Now, please stay tuned for this very important message. My fellow Virginians, in these times, we need to hear from you. We are here to offer the benefits that our Constitution guarantees: freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and the freedom to bring you great music. Today, I'm here to ask for your support. Our campaign is based on what makes this country great: people just like you lending their support. It's just as simple as picking up that phone. Call 924-0885 or 924-3418. Please make that pledge. In the words of another great American, ask not what WTJU can do for you, ask what you can do for WTJU. We need your support. Call 924-0885 or 924-3418. Please make that pledge. I'm Thomas Jefferson VIII, and I approve this message.